The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When you think about Halloween, you think about, well, candy. How about a perfect Halloween cocktail for when all the adults gather around, right?
I do like that. We always set up a bar in our driveway. It's right next to the candy display. But, you know, there's a safe amount of separation.
It's our favorite chef, Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, what are we making today?
Listen, I love cocktails, especially during Halloween. You think about the trick-or-treating and whatnot. I love the bar idea. I was going to make you guys a delicious candy corn martini. And it starts off with this potion I have here, and you guys can't see because it's radio, but it looks like little crystals growing in the bottom of a ball jar that's orange. And so what I did was last night, I took a nice handful of candy corn, topped it with a little Belvedere vodka, and let it sit and kind of start to absorb some of that deliciousness. I will give it a little shake, kind of get it all mixed up in there. So now this vodka has turned orange.
Wait, it's so funny because, like, I'm not really a fan of candy corn, but that looks delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
So did you slice it or anything? Did you score them before you put them in there? Just threw them in there?
Just threw it in their holes. So let's take this now. I'm going to pour some in a shaker. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. And it turns the vodka literally, you know, it's orange here, which is pretty cool.
Bright orange.
Yeah. I'm going to add some pineapple juice, right? A little pineapple juice. Let's throw a few ice cubes in here real quick. Just to get it nice and mixed up. Now I'll put the top on my shaker. And here's the fun part. You can hear this. That means it's real, right? All right. So we'll get it nice and cold. We're trying to mix up that candy corn vodka we made as well as that pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you can infuse vodka with anything. And so I chose candy corn.
So that's like a thing, right? Because I keep hearing, I keep going to like these fancy restaurants and they're like, would you like some pineapple infused vodka? And I'm like, I don't know what that is, but the answer is yes, you know? So basically you just leave different fruit flavors in your vodka overnight. Or longer?
Or candy corn. Yeah, I just left it sitting in there. Yeah, it's great. So what I did is I pour a little bit here out of our shaker. You want to serve it nice and cold and neat. You don't want any ice cubes in it. I'm going to put a little drop of grenadine in there, too, so it has almost like a red layer.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's Halloween. We got the orange.
It looks spooky, bloody.
You got a little bit of blood on the bottom here. Here we go.
In the candy corn, and you mentioned the fruits, but you know what I did? Jolly Ranchers, too.
Put
those right in there, too. Works great.
And you can top this if you want it with a little bit of whipped cream and make it kind of fun.
It looks delicious.
Let's give it a try here and see what we think.
What if it's gross? Hold on.
Pass it over to you.
Well, you know, it is vodka.
My God, it smells like,
okay. Like
it smells like
layer.
A pina colada.
You can kind of see the layers on it. Let's give it a taste and see what we think here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it's sweet.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh, my
it's
God,
good.
It's so yummy. Oh, no, I have a lot of work to do today.
We do.
I
don't you do it.
I really...
Take that away from her right now.
No, I just...
No.
We have a ball jar.
No, look at you. You already your color peaked up. Seriously.
So much more fun.
You can't be that lightweight if you're going to drink that drink right now.
All right.
How much better is work when you can drink there?
Okay.
Don't you
cheers.
Do it.
Cheers. Okay. So all we need is, you got to say candy corn, put it in your vodka overnight, add some pineapple juice, shake it up, get cold, a drop of grenadine, and you are ready to party.
That's right.
Chef Plum, chefplum.com.
Look at you. You're trying to enunciate. You're like concentrating.
I just want this to be over so I can chug this before you yell at me.
Stop it.